This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Fort Collins company will make ventilators for COVID-19 patients and deliver them in the coming weeks. That's according to a member of a state task force that's been trying to buy the machines during a worldwide shortage. J.B. Holston says the Woodward Company, which normally makes aviation equipment, has agreed to shift to making ventilators. The company used to make ventilator parts.
They have accelerated that work and are starting production on a line of low-cost ventilators. It looks like they're going to be able to deliver some significant supply here to the state.
Holston says the company has slowed production on its other equipment, which leaves room to build ventilators instead.
They are going to do as much as they can as fast as they can. A number of the other lines are shut down, so they'll devote as many of those to this as they can.
Governor Pola says the state may need thousands of ventilators as coronavirus cases peak in Colorado. Larimer County has approved regulations for new oil and gas facilities. The Coloradoan reports commissioners there approved the new rules Monday in a split vote. The new regulations require oil and gas operations to be set back 1,000 feet from residential or commercial buildings. One commissioner who voted against the measure says it doesn't go far enough in fulfilling a new state law that prioritizes residents' health and safety over energy production. Xcel Energy says it will sell a natural gas power plant in Minnesota to a Denver company and use the funds in part to support coronavirus recovery. The utility is selling the plant to Southwest Generation for close to $700 million. The plant will continue to provide electricity to customers in the upper Midwest. This is CPR News.